The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. Some have argued that food is too physical and transient to deserve serious consideration. Imagine that. Not considering any experience too physical or too transient. Not giving it any thought at all. Clearly against the rules here on Radio Ravioli. My name's Livia, and so far the snow storm has not hit Jersey City, but we will see what happens with that. If you catch a glimpse of snow, let me know, in case I miss it.
Like a ghost.
Such is life. Such is life. Such is life. I look into the camera. I feel black matter bulging behind blue eyes. She was dead. So when I held her, she would feel me like a ghost. Like a ghost. Like a ghost.
contemplating what you're eating.
A lot when, of taste is
when
actually
we put something
in our
mouth. It both puts some literal taste and but also non-cognitive, immediate reaction.
And because of that,
there is this process.
And then
after we swallow,
so it has
in our mouth,
so that you actually
a certain length
smell
to
with
what
our imagination.
I know that's
how we remember,
but there are things that we think that
taste
is non-cognitive,
Harmony, contrast,
process.
process all of that requires alimentation, actively experience, with what we're eating. Really takes some time.
It's rather intensive.
Sometimes we just put something on our board,
which we might shoot larger than
the whole time we eat on the run.
But that's not to take a
synthetic
Radio Ravioli. Currently, we are drifting with Evan Zirk.
Go forward of it and hit him.
Hunger really does.
Let me check this again.
Hunger really does crime and focus our aesthetic interest on what we're eating. When we're sated or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in what we're eating
on the
or drinking.
The hieroglyphs of the rat footprints.
The hieroglyphs of the rat footprints.
Chattering the pedigrees of the rats.
Hunger really does.
And babble of the blood and gabble of the breed of the grandfathers and the great
hunger really does.
And the wind shifts.
And the wind shifts.
The pedigrees of the rats.
Hunger really does.
And babble of the blood and gabble of the breed of the grandfathers and the great
hunger
grandfathers.
Really does. Hunger really does.
The babble of the blood and gabble of the breed of the grandfather.
Hunger really does.
Nothing.
And does her hair the way
with
she wants it.
Our imagination.
The way she wants it.
A lot of taste is actually this combination.
And fastens at last.
When you put something in your mouth, ingesting food is all when we put
it below.
When we.
Where it belongs.
Philosophers tried to just
turns and
there
falls.
Was this Plato thought that we should just be
what we call a set on the nature of beauty, art, and
hunger really does prime and focus our aesthetic
interest
on what we're eating.
Yesterday is gone.
Hunger.
What of it? Let the dead be dead.
What of it?
A big truck over here because I'm a little power up.
Yeah.
Throwing weapons on the table, running back to the vehicle. My
started mixing things together. I was fascinated by the synergies of combinations, how two quite familiar smells carefully combined to create a new and unrecognizable sensation. Perfumery has a lot to do with this process of forging the edges of unrecognizability, of evoking sensations that don't have names, or of mixing up sensations that don't belong together. Some materials are in themselves schizophrenic in that they have two rather contradictory natures.
Here, 2018, which brings new flavors, new tastes, new desires. Just 3 weeks from today, we'll be doing a live cooking show here on Radio Ravioli. So if you have any recipes you'd like to share, you can send them my way, olivia@wfmu.org. We'll be in WFMU's kitchen, broadcasting live from there, and there should be some special guests along the way, so stay tuned for that. Any suggestions, anything you'd like to share is most welcome. Olivia@wfmu.org is my email.